Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Mometzia Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara in Amud Beis starts the Agadata that discusses the idea of an oino, when a person causes pain and agony to his friend. And the Gemara says in the end of Amud Beis that kol hamalbim pri chavir barabim kiilu shoyfech dom. It's as if he's killing him. Anybody who embarrasses his friend in public is as if he kills his friend. And the Gemara continues and says, Omer li shofir kamas, you're saying good. Techazina li dozil sum kovasi chivir. You see, that goes the red and comes the white. Meaning, when a person is embarrassed, he becomes pale. That white shows that he's losing his blood, losing his red, so there's a little bit of death over here. And the part of Shah, when you learn the Gemara, is that the Gemara is explaining itself. The Gemara is saying that, what does it mean, amale pri chavir barabim? The fact that he's turning pale. But the Maharal says that's not what the Gemara is saying. There's two mandomim over here. The Braisa says, and then Rav Nachar Bayitzri says, Shofir Karmas, you're saying good because you see it on the face. Masha the Braisa is saying something else. Rav Nachar Bayitzri is just coming to add that you see it physically. So what is the Braisa talking about? So the Maharal says something very deep. And we'll start with how the Maharal addresses this Nekudo in his Pirush and Pirkei Avos Derech Chaim on Perek Gimel Mishnah Yudalit. There it says, the Chaviv Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem. Says the Maharal, what is a Tzelem? Tzelem Elokim. Because Baruch Hu said, Na'ase Odom B'Tzelmeinu Kidmoseinu. We're creating an Odom that has a Tzelem Elokim. What is a Tzelem Elokim? So says the Maharal in length, very, very, very long, Arichus there in Derech Chaim. Tzelem Elokim is the spiritual aspect that an Adam has. A person is created from a goof down here, but he has his spiritual concept that comes on him. He has the ruchni part, which is on his body. And you see it in two ways, says the Maharal. One way is the fact that he stands bekoimus gufo, stands up straight. And the second thing is the face. When you look at a partzuf Adam, every face of Adam looks different. What shines, what comes out, what permeates from a person's face is his tzelem elokim. The way he's compared to Gavoya, the way he's compared up there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where you see the neshama of Adam. And it goes there, Maharal, to say that that's the difference between a malach and an Adam. A malach is kuli ruchni, he's all spiritual. But an Adam who's gashmi, is physical, and he has a ruchni part which is engraved in him. That's the unbelievable thing that Adam has. He's a guf that has ruchnius which is on him. He says, that's the bracha we say in Chuppah, Asher yotza es Adam b'tzalmoy, because Baruch created the Adam with his own tzelem. You have Adam with his guf, and he also have a tzelem elokim, which is on top of his guf. And he goes there in a very long arichus to say that the tzelem is the ruchnios of the Adam, and the fact that you could be able to see it on the face of every human being. Just by the way, to mention that Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, my Rebbe, he was very bothered with some words in Ivrit that were created, that were made up in order to use for modern technology. And some words he felt was mamish, a misunderstanding of what the word means. Said the word matzlema. What's matzlema? A camera. Why is a camera matzlema? Because it takes a picture of a human being. It takes a picture of the tzelem. Says Rav Moshe, the camera takes a picture of the tzelem? The camera takes a picture of the guf Adam, not the tzelem of the Adam. You're never able to capture in the camera the tzelem Elohim. To call the camera matzlema is completely the misunderstanding of what the word tzelem really means. But let's go back to our sugya. Says the Maharal, when a person embarrasses his friend, what he does is, what's going away, what's being removed, is the tzelem elokim. When a person causes an embarrassment to Adam, to a certain extent, he's taking away his tzelem elokim by taking the tzura that permeates from his face. That day takes it away. It means that he's somewhat taking away the tzelem elokim for a temporary basis. And that is the shvichus damim. The shvichus damim is when you take away the neshama from the guf. When a person is embarrassed in a certain way, the neshama is being removed from the guf. And that's the tzelem elokim. And that's the Hemshech HaGemara, that you really see it because the face turns pale. So I mean, there is some physical element that you see that Tzel Malik is being removed. This is what the Maharal explained what it means, that Kol Mal Pri Chaver B'Rabim Kilu Shoyfech Domim. Just to conclude, it was brought down the name of the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes said that that's really the avoid of Adam, because one of the ways for a person to be miskabel b'tshuvo is for him to be embarrassed. As a person who is malbin pri chaveiro, meaning himself, he caused himself to be embarrassed. So then, ozil sumko, the red goes away and the white comes, referring to what it says in the pasuk, im yuchateichem kashani, if your chatoim will be so red, kashel yelbinu, will turn to be white. Through embarrassment, we can turn the red into white. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.